This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's automobile sector is witnessing an unprecedented transformation driven by the aspirations of the people of the country. He highlighted the country's potential as an investment destination in the mobility sector. The Prime Minister reiterated the government's support while stressing on green technology and the Make in India initiative. He was speaking after inaugurating the six-day Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
Aaj ka Bharat aspiration se bhara hua hai, yuva urja se bhara hua hai. Yahi aspirations hame Bharat ki automotive industry mein dikhai deti hai. बीते साल में भारत की ऑटो इंडस्ट्री करीब 12% की ग्रोथ से आगे बढ़ी है. मेक इन इंडिया, मेक फॉर द वर्ल्ड के मंत्र पर चलते हुए अब एक्सपोर्ट भी बढ़ रहा है.
The Prime Minister emphasized that the country stands as an outstanding destination for every investor looking to shape their future in the mobility sector. Highlighting the expansion of the Bharat Mobility Global Expo this year, Mr. Modi noted that more than 800 exhibitors participated and over 1.5 lakh people visited the expo last year. The theme of Bharat Mobility Global Expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. The entry to the Bharat Mobility Global Expo is free for all visitors from the 19th to the 22nd of this month. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh, and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar were honoured with the prestigious Major Dhyanchand Khel Ratna Award. Parachuting coach Subhash Rana, shooting coach Deepali Deshpande, hockey coach Sandeep Sangwan, badminton coach S. Murali Dharan, and football coach Armando Agnello Colaco were presented with the Dronacharya Award. The Arjun Award was given to 32 sportspersons. Today is the last day for filing of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. Several candidates of the Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress are going to file their nominations on the last day today. Candidates can withdraw their names by Monday. The BJP released the party's Sankalp Patra Part 1 this afternoon. Party President JP Nadda released the manifesto. Voting for Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting of votes will take place on 8th of February. The United States opened its consulate at Bengaluru in Karnataka today, marking a significant step in enhancing diplomatic ties between India and the US. The inauguration ceremony was attended by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and US Ambassador Eric Garcetti. Singapore President Tharman Shanmugaratnam reached Bhubaneswar this morning on a two-day visit to Orissa. State Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manjhi welcomed him at the airport. The President Shanmugaratnam's visit assumes significance as it will be his first visit to the state ahead of the Utkarsh Orissa Make in Orissa conclave, scheduled on the 28th and 29th of this month. Our correspondent reports, President Tharman will attend the signing of the MOU seeking to extend cooperation in technical and vocational education and training to further enhance skill development ecosystem, particularly for the semiconductor industry in Orissa. Mumbai police today took a person in custody in connection with an attack on Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan. The suspect has been brought to the Bandra police station for further questioning. The actor was stabbed by an intruder at his residence in Bandra late at night on Wednesday. Saif Ali Khan was taken to the Leelavati Hospital where he underwent surgery and is now out of danger. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been sentenced to 14 years in prison at the Al-Qadir Trust land corruption case. His wife, Bushra Bibi, has been handed over a 7-year jail term. The verdict in the £190 million case, the largest in terms of financial wrongdoing faced by the cricketer-turned-politician, was delivered by an anti-graft court in the prison in Rawalpindi, where Imran Khan has been jailed since August 2023. And that is the end of this news bulletin.